Wetlands at risk and markets on watch. The EPA has proposed stripping federal Clean Water Act protections from approximately 94% of U.S. wetlands, a figure that is not a typographical error. The proposal implements the 2023 Supreme Court ruling in Sackett v. EPA in its most expansive deregulatory form, removing federal oversight from the vast majority of wetlands not directly adjacent to navigable waterways. Wetlands perform ecological functions that are difficult to replicate artificially, filtering water, absorbing flood surges, and providing habitat for a significant percentage of North American bird and fish species. The economic implications run in both directions. For development interests, agriculture, real estate, energy infrastructure, the proposal reduces permitting burden and opens land that was previously off-limits. For water utilities and coastal communities, wetland loss translates into higher water treatment costs and greater flood risk. The Army Corps of Engineers has estimated that every dollar spent on wetland preservation saves $4 in flood damage costs. State law will partially fill the regulatory gap. California, New York, and Massachusetts maintain more stringent independent regimes. But approximately 30 states rely primarily on federal standards, and in those states, the practical effect of the proposed rule would be immediate. Environmental groups are expected to challenge it in court. That litigation will take years, while development decisions are already being made in anticipation of the new framework. Saturday morning's financial market picture reflects layered anxiety. S&P futures were trading around 7,722, down from a prior close of roughly 7,757, a decline of about 0.4%. The Roncarg Island situation is the primary driver, with energy price uncertainty the fastest moving variable. The Canada tariff timeline adds a trade war dimension, and AI infrastructure valuations are contributing to tech sector movement. Oil will be the leading indicator when regular trading opens Monday. A significant jump in Brent crude on confirmed news about Karg Island would be the trigger for a broader risk-off move. Supply chains in auto manufacturing, where a vehicle built in Michigan often crosses the Canadian border multiple times before completion, face cost shocks from new tariffs that will show up in earnings guidance over the next quarter.